Welcome back to Farm Talk. Be talking about the great outdoors in a little bit, but right now, as we've normally been doing on a Friday, visiting with our friend from the North Dakota State Seed Department. His name is Jason Goltz, and Jason, it's March. Hey, we're getting pretty close.
We are. It's going to be planting. I know people don't believe it after all the snow, but we'll be planting here before we know it.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers. I hope it's a heck of a lot earlier than some folks last year. But the weird thing was there was still some planting in June, and they still got their crop out in the end. So Mother Nature, I guess, made good in the end. But let's see how you guys are doing. I know you guys really don't get a break, and wintertime is fast and feverish. And I know that you and I were talking off the air that you guys are still cranking through the seed samples.
Yeah, so I just decided to go around the department and ask a few people. And I went to our receiving area where Sarah works. I said, hey, is there anything I can mention on the radio? She said, get your seed samples in. And then I went back to talk to Gina, our seed lab manager. She told me the exact same thing. We were about halfway through what we would normally process, so 9,000 to 10,000 samples in a year. We're at about 4,800 right now. We're running pretty steady. We're not behind. So I would encourage people to get their samples in sooner rather than later, because we'll get a glut of samples in here at some point, and then we'll end up getting backed up a little bit, and then the results will be a little bit delayed.
So is there a deadline for your department, or is it more the deadline for the person sending you the seed, like, hey, we need to be able to ship it by this point, but you're not going to get a turnaround in like 2 days. So what's the deadline rate like?
Right, so they can't sell or move the seed without a legal bulk sale certificate, and it can take a week to 10 days. Usually the germination test drives that schedule, so it's a week to 10 days for most of the crops we certify. That's if we're running normally. So if we start to fall behind a little bit, we get a lot more samples in. That pushes it to more like 2 weeks. So it takes a little bit of planning to get that sample in, get all the testing done. If it's a crop that needs diagnostic testing, disease testing, that can take 2 or 3 weeks to get some of those test results of it.
And what's the fail rate of somebody going through, you know, the seed department? Obviously, I'm sure if they've, you know, they've grown the seed before or familiar with what they're doing, and they've obviously done the fill the form out policy part, right, they probably won't have a problem. But if you're relatively new to it, should you go right up against the line, or do you think it might be safe to get a few more extra weeks out there?
It's better to be prepared. I mean, the pass rate on certified seed is really good. It's field inspected to start with, and it's high quality seed when it comes in. But things happen, and sometimes the germination drops off. We can offer a substandard certification on lower germination. But if it fails because it's contaminated with another crop, maybe there's some barley in the wheat or wheat in the durum, well, there isn't much we can do with that. If they need to recondition it, well, then they're going to have to run it through the cleaner again. Maybe we need some official sampling to try to figure out to see if that is representative of that seed lot or if it's going to stay failed. So that'll push that pass date further down the road, so to speak, if that's what we have to do. In some cases, it just, you know, if it's a variety identity issue, field peas, barley, and hard red spring wheat are genetically tested. If they fail variety ID, well, then there isn't much you can do. We can go back and look at records and resample. But if the genetics test says it isn't that variety, that's pretty definitive.
Have you ever come across like Palmer or anything like noxious weeds in samples that have been sent in?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't thought of bringing that one up. We've had a Palmer amaranth action plant since about 2017. And kind of the way this lays out is, if it's and we haven't found Palmer yet. I say yet because, you know, things can happen. But if we find it in a certified sample, we're going to if we find amaranth, I shouldn't say Palmer. If we find amaranth, we're going to fail it automatically, pending genetic confirmation, and that amaranth seed will get sent for genetic testing to determine if it's Palmer or not Palmer. If it isn't, it's red rip pigweed or water hemp, we'll go ahead and pass the certification at that point. But if it's Palmer, it'll stay failed. Regulatory samples go through a similar process. Service samples, we put a statement on the lab report that says amaranthus undetermined, and then they'll have to determine if they want to have it tested or not.
Very good. Well, again, just a reminder, you guys are halfway through your seed samples, so if you haven't gotten your stuff in yet, make sure you get in. We got about a minute or so left. Anything else that you want to make mention of?
Well, we're up 9% on certification bushels since we last spoke, so we're at about, I think, 3.8 million bushels right now. So we're coming right along on that. It's pretty steady right now, and I think we're about where we would expect to be.
All right, very good. So does that mean you get to take summer off? Probably not. No, you guys, go ahead.
No, maybe just a week or two.
Did you guys get all your field inspectors yet, if somebody might be looking for something different?
We're still looking for somebody down in that Dickey Lemoore County area that's able to inspect in July, August, maybe September and October, so we can get some soybeans covered too. I think that's the last area where we're looking for a field inspector now.
Very good. North Dakota State Seed Department, Jason Golds. If you want to, you guys got a really good website. It's seed.nd.gov. Jason, that's what we got for this Friday. I might miss you next Friday. I have to go to Florida. They're twisting my arm, but we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Jason Golds again, North Dakota State Seed. And we got a busy still half hour to go on Farm Talk. Had a great conversation with Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist. And Doug will join us in just a matter of minutes. As they'll, one place, if you want to talk to Doug, you can check him out at the Sportsman Show this weekend at the Fargo Dome.